The Australian share market has gotten off to a bright start to the new trading week. The ASX 200 up around 24 points or 0.4%, just shy of 6,090 points to close out the day. And it was renewed hopes of US trade relations with China, certainly helping lift the markets here and around the Asian region more broadly as well. So on our market, we saw some pretty broad gains. The ASX 200 saw most sectors higher. Energy, the standout, as global oil prices continued to rally. Materials and telcos also contributing to the gains. What we saw was a mixed session coming from the financials. The big four banks having mixed fortunes today. Bank of Queensland, however, one of the main weights in that sector, down more than 6% on a trading update. It's expecting its half-year earnings to be around 6 to 9% weaker than the first half of 2018, and it blames increased competition and regulatory costs for that downgrade. The weaker sector today were the industrials, and they were really weighed by a couple of companies and their earnings results. Firstly, Brambles down around 1.5% on their first half earnings. Net profit down close to 27% to $319 million. What we also saw was Bingo Industries, the waste management and recycling business, saw its share price down 49%. It's revised its full-year outlook lower. It was expecting 15 to 20% earnings growth over FY19, but it's now expecting flat growth on FY18 on the year before. It's seen what we've seen elsewhere is a new number of companies releasing results. Ansell up around 4% on its half-year results. McGrath Group, which is the real estate company, also high by around 2%. On the flip side, iSelect down more than 1%, and NIB Holdings down more than 2%. Woolies closed more than 0.5% higher after announcing it's looking to raise the price of its Woolies branded milk to support dairy farmers. And the Aussie dollar currently buys around 71.5 US cents.